if you have a hired person working for you all the time, but they don't do a very good job, and you feel like you'll have to discharge that person, you might tell a friend that, I think I'm going to get
another person.
What are you going to do with the one you already have? You will get...
I'll get rid of her.
If someone didn't know what was going on somewhere, but he wanted you to think that he did, you would say that he behaved how? He...
suspicious.
Let's say that, well...
he acted as if he knew.
Say that again.
He acted as if he knew it.
Yeah. Okay. If someone took your pencil, what's another word for saying that they stole it? They did what?
They swiped it, I guess.
And if someone reminds you about something, you would say that I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Mm-hmm. And you might say to that person, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember.
Have you ever heard disremember? I disremember something?
Yes.
To mean I don't remember it? Did you ever say that?
I usually say I don't remember.
Don't remember. Tell me how you'd say this with the word write. Like write a letter. You might say, tomorrow I will
write a letter.
And yesterday
I wrote a letter.
Okay. And I had just
written a letter.
And after you mail that letter, you expect
an answer.
And if you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and
address the letter.
Let's say that I want to write to someone, but I ask you if you know his
address.
If a little boy learns something new, and you wanted to know where he learned that, you would ask him, who
taught you that?
Suppose someone asks you if you have put up a new clothesline. You say, no, but I
need one.
Uh-huh. Or let's say that you are going to do it. So you say,
I intend to.
What would you say if you want a band or a bouquet for the dinner table? You go out in the garden and
pick some flowers.
What about a little something that a child plays with? What would you call that?
A toy.